Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I can leave this and I'm gonna have to jump into something that's completely uncertain and I'm not gonna have a clear path ahead of me anymore, but that's fine.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. I am extremely excited today because I have one of my best friends sitting next to me. But the reason why I brought her on is because she has such a beautiful message to share with you guys that I was like, I have to have her on. I Missed Me. Her name is Maka. She is a holistic nutritionist and her goal is to help you build your best life through cultivating healthier habits that you will want to maintain by taking an integrative approach to health. So Maka, welcome to I Missed Me. I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here. This is an honor.
Let's start by telling people how we met.
Yes, I love that. So I actually found you through your podcast and I sent you a DM saying that I would love to shoot with you, that I would love to meet you. And I loved everything that you create. What you share on your podcast really helped me a lot in my personal life. And I just really wanted to like meet you, co-create with you because I'm a photographer. And I really wanted to have a photo shoot with you and like create a vision and bring it to life. And you said yes. You were super nice. And you spoke about this on your podcast too, one episode. And we met. We met on the beach somehow. I think that was like divine timing. It was raining.
It was pouring rain.
On that day that we were supposed to have a beach photo shoot. So we just went to a restaurant. We sat down and we were just forced to get to know each other, which was the best thing that happened. Honestly, it was perfect. And we just clicked. We clicked so well, and since then, I just feel like we've grown so much and helped each other through so many phases of life. It's just crazy.
It's crazy, and you'll talk about more about like everything that you do, but at the time, I posted an episode back in August where I had just moved to Miami, and I was at my lowest point I've ever been, and I was like, I was looking for people to hang out with because, I mean, I was just new to Miami, and then Maka... like the universe put Maka on my way and we were just forced to have a conversation because it rained. And you like don't even can't imagine how much that conversation changed me, but I was going through a lot of changes and I was just like praying and asking the universe for like people who matched my frequency. And then Maka appeared in my life. So we're here today, but this is your episode. So I want you to start off by introducing yourself. What do you do and how did your journey kind of start?
Perfect. Great. So I am a woman of many passions. I love wellness and I always have, but I feel like as I started growing up and getting older, I really wanted to get more educated in it. That's one of my passions. My biggest passion, to be honest with you, is just photography.
Photography.
It's just something that I could do every day, every single day. And I really enjoy it. I also started all of that in last year. Like started going full force with nutrition last year, everything last year. So I had a corporate job and I was extremely, extremely burnt out. I was like a guest experience manager in a very like top rated resort, right? Very rigid, very just a recipe for stress.
Like definition of corporate.
Right. And exhaustion and just like a lot of pressure. And I really wanted to do my own thing. So I started studying on the side and I became a certified holistic nutritionist. Hmm. And then I also started, you know, just creating a little bit more content, like getting used to my camera, like just getting creative with it. And then December of 2023, I quit my job and just went full force into uncertainty. Best thing
we
I ever did.
We love people who follow their dreams.
Best thing I ever did, even though it's been really hard, it's been very not steady, right? Yeah. But I don't regret it one bit because it really pushed me into getting to know myself a lot more. And I also had the space and the time to really like soak in all the knowledge that I wanted and get more experiences. Hmm. So as for wellness, again, I was always passionate about it. I always was really interested. I had been like a vegan for 4 years before that. And then I started reading more, and there was this one quote that really, really stuck with me. And it said something like, most people will never know how good their body is designed to feel. And I saw that and I was like, well, I don't want to be one of those people.
Right, you know?
Like,
I want to feel everything.
I actually want to know how good I can feel. And it had happened to me. First of all, I want to say there's no one diet that fits everyone. I actually don't believe in diets at all. And we'll get into
that. We'll talk about that, yeah.
For sure. But for me personally, like, I don't tolerate things like red meat very well. And when I stopped, when I went vegan, I realized, oh my God, I feel a lot lighter. And I felt better in my body. And I could have a meal and feel like walking afterwards. So that was a really interesting thing for me because I was used to feeling bloated and sluggish. And I thought that was just the normal human thing, right, to feel. And then to realize by my own experience that I can try different things and feel even better as I go and explore what works for me and what doesn't, is like, everyone should do this, right? So that's just a message that I share, but I share it through a lens of not restricting yourself, not punishing yourself with food or lack thereof, or exercise or lack thereof, right? So yeah.
Which is something that I love about you because it's like very tailor-made to your, because we'll get into this, but actually let's talk about it right now. Because social media pushes us to follow, you know, certain stereotypes or like what you said, diets or challenges that like we don't acknowledge the fact that we're all different. Like I, for example, and this is a mistake I made and that's why I want to talk about it. I was seeing 75 hard when it was like,
me too. I fell
when it was trending on social media. And I did it for like a week and I never in my life felt more tired and more depressed because I am anemic. I can't do 75 hard because I am anemic. I can't work out twice a day based on like what like my nutrition says that I, whatever. So what is your take on online challenges, social media?
I think everything you see in social media, regardless of what area it is in, you should take with a grain of salt, right?
Right.
Let's start there. 75 hard, I did it myself and I took it way longer.
You did the whole thing?
I did. And I made it my entire personality. What? This was way before we met. Yes, I did it like in 2019, I want to say, or 2020 maybe, because of, you know, all that.
Yeah.
But I did it. I made it my entire personality. I did like way more than 75 days. Wow. It was like 100 and something. And I felt like strong, right? And I was like, oh, this is discipline. Like, this is what I'm supposed to feel like. Like, you fall into it and you think that's what health is. But then again, one thing that I see with wellness trends and really trends in all general, senses, is that if you swing up pendulum, let's say, all the way to one side, eventually it's gonna swing back full force to the other side, right? So I went from being in my masculine very much and being like disciplined, like a workout or two workouts every day, like full force, to being like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. I don't feel like doing anything. I don't have energy to invest in myself, let alone anyone else around me, right? So I feel like it really, without me realizing it at the point, it was like part of the recipe to how I got like really burnt out and really sick from that, you know? So I feel that restriction always builds resentment. And that is why I don't support anything like 75 hard, any diets like this where you cut out a whole food group or something that you love, right? If you cut out something that you love, you're eating, you're building a resentment within yourself, and you're also not happy mm-hmm. about it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like
not putting yourself in a position where you're setting yourself up to judge yourself.
Right. Like people do it as a punishment almost, you know, because social media makes you approach health thinking about the way that you want to look rather than the way that you want to feel, mm-hmm. right? And so...
Talk to me more about that.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Such a beautiful message.
For sure, because if you're focused on that, it's just like any results that you see are superficial, right? And it's not... Like, I've seen people that look the fittest you can ever imagine and they're the most miserable.
Miserable.
Or they're the most insecure also, because if you don't fix like what's inside, I know this is like super cliche, but if you don't fix the way that you feel about yourself and your motivation to do these things and these lifestyle changes, it's not going to work. And even if you do change physically, you're not going to be able to see it if you're operating from this lens of I'm never enough, I'm not enough, I don't look pretty enough or hot enough or whatever, you know? So I feel like I started studying nutrition because I was very interested in, oh, how can I eat to feel and look better? It's not that wanting to look better is something that you want to demonize, yeah. right? Like, it's not inherently bad, but it's just like, what's the root of your motivation? Anyway, I started learning about these things, and then I realized, well, more important than this, like, yes, this is a message that's good to share, but more importantly, the relationship that you have to food is everything. Mm-hmm. Because you could eat, like, I don't know, the perfect food or the healthy foods and the salads and whatever, but if it's not making you happy or it's just fueling more, like, self-judgment and doubt and, you know, like, self-harming habits, then it's not going to be good for you. One thing that I feel like a lot of people are going to be able to relate to this, and you let me know if you do, but in things like diets and restriction and cutting out things like sugar or whatever... I'm not going to say, oh, sugar's good for you, but I'm saying in the terms of like the restriction, let's say that you're craving a little ice cream, right? But you're doing a diet or you're doing 75 hard. So you're like, oh, okay, let me have a rice cake instead, right? With peanut butter and a banana. And you're like, you eat that and you're not satisfied.
Right.
You're like, fuck, okay, let me have this other thing. And you have another thing and it piles up. And then you still end up having the ice cream. And what's worse, what's worse, you end up having it with guilt. Because you already ate all of these things that you didn't want, didn't make you feel satisfied, and you're still going for the thing that you had demonized in your mind. And if you don't demonize it, you're like, okay, I can have this, and it's all going to be okay. I'm going to survive. It's not going to like affect my health or my well-being in a very negative way, because it's just one. It's in abundance. Like I can enjoy this fully. Then it's not going to have an effect on you.
You're literally setting yourself up for self-conflict, you know?
For sure.
How did that personal journey start for me? Like, did you always know that you wanted to see nutrition from that side of, like, have no judgment? Or was it you that you started judging yourself and being like, okay, like, I don't want to be like this anymore? How did that start?
Okay, I'll say a big statement here. And I think that you don't have to have an eating disorder diagnosis for you to eat in a disordered way,
and for you to feel like your relationship with food is not healthy.
Right. Like, there's always things that you can improve, and in my life I never had a diagnosis of an eating disorder, even though I'm very informed in it. I've read about it so much, like, on my free time I'm like listening to content about this because it's also what I work with, and something that I'm very interested in. But what I mean to say by what I just said, the not needing a diagnosis to eat in a disordered way, is that these things are part of our culture, right? Like, diet culture. It's like you're eating with a friend and you eat like a big thing and
you feel guilty.
Right. You feel guilty, or you say like, oh, we're going to have to like walk this off. Right.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like all of these like tiny things that you don't realize are part of the culture that's making you
that
to yourself.
Even if it's like a joke.
Right. And people say it as a joke, but then you see the root of it and it's like, let's unpack that.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Right. It's like, I don't know. Let's say like we're having a big meal and then I say, well, I'm not going to have breakfast tomorrow. It's like,
exactly.
I don't need to have like an anorexia diagnosis for that to be disordered. Mm-hmm. Right. Or like when people say, let's walk it off, let's burn it off, we have to do some cardio after this. That's like something that if you don't,
It's like an unconscious guilt.
Right. And that's like bulimia, right? Mm-hmm. Like far down the road, that can become that diagnosis.
Yeah.
Or orthorexia is a big one that I talk about a lot because it's people that get overly obsessed with food, right? And the health qualities or the toxic qualities that wow. a food can have, right? Mm. So it's like, oh, this has oxalates. This is going to be so bad for me. And it's like spinach.
Right.
Like, how bad is spinach for you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, how much do you have to eat for the negative or not so good things about it to really affect you, right?
Yeah.
And that, if I had something that I was like inching more towards in my like healthy lifestyle, the 75 hard yeah. lifestyle, was that. Like, I was very overly aware of what I was putting into my body to the point that it was making me self-conscious and nervous.
How was that? What's the root of that? Like, how did that start? Because like, obviously when we're kids, we don't care about anything that we eat unless our parents are like super strict with like what right. we eat. But like a kid eats a lollipop and like doesn't feel guilty. It's like more when we start growing up that we start with like feeling secure about our body, our food or whatever, relationships. How did that start for you? Or
right.
when?
It's like almond moms, right?
Yeah.
Even though my mom is not an almond mom, yeah. and I thank her so much for the way that she yeah. raised me. But I feel like that happens a lot. Like, people get these ideas in their childhood, but we also get them in social media. And I feel like that was a culprit for me
okay.
in my life. Just okay. like seeing a lot of like fitness influencers or like just wellness creators, right? Like, what's the idea of the wellness girly? It's like this girl with like wearing full-on Lululemon and like a perfect like slick back bun and like
green super, smoothies
and super skinny, right? And right. like, so, you know, like this idea that we have, and it's honestly based on like consumerism and capitalism.
Yeah,
it's an elitist.
Mm-hmm.
Elitist. I don't know how you say it. Yeah. English just like escaped me.
Okay,
for a moment. But it's just like it has these roots we don't notice, and then we think that that's who we want to be. But that's
based on a seven second video.
On a 7 second video, and it's just based on an industry that wants you to buy more and more things and
more expensive things too, because eating healthy is expensive.
Right. And that is also a problem with the food industry. Mm-hmm. Like, we cannot forget that. Like, there's like, wait, I'm getting emotional. I'm getting emotional because this thing affects me so much. Like, people think that health has to be this very, like, super expensive thing. And it's sad because there's, like, food deserts in America. Mm. Like, right here, there's, like, places where you can't find the healthier options, mm-hmm. right? Like, you can even find them. And then the other places that you go, the healthy option is a lot more expensive, mm-hmm. right? So it's just, like, it gives you a lot. It's very overwhelming.
It is. And the more you get into it, the more overwhelming it is.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And that's why I, obviously, if you can afford all of these biohacks and all of these things, all the power to you. But people have to realize that people are selling that.
Hmm.
And the people that are posting about it on TikTok probably got it sent to them for free. Yeah. And it's probably a brand deal. Like, you don't need a red light panel to be healthy. And
I know.
Right?
I always encourage that. You know that, like, this can be controversial, but that Bloom brand, have you seen it?
Yeah, no.
It tastes like ass. Like, I am so sorry, but it is like one of the first brand deals actually that I closed. Mm. And I was reached out to them because back in 2020, like, that brand was everywhere. Like, you would see those little like green juices everywhere. And like, it was the first, one of the first brands that reached out to me. They were paying like $200 for a 7 second video.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, like, yeah, like, whatever. Yeah, of course. And I tried it, and I could never bring myself to post it because I was like, if one person buy this from me, and no, it tastes like actual ass. Like, there's not one influencer that I know that has liked it, and they just get paid so much. And it's like, don't believe everything that you see on the internet, right? Because that brand has a big budget. And I had to reach out to them and be like, you know what? Like, I really did not like your product. Like, you do not have to pay me. I'll send the product back. Like, I used it, I'll send it back, but it tastes like actual shit. And like,
and not everyone has that standard that you have. Like, not everyone's going to see something that is inherently like not good for you
and not
like
posted
mm-hmm. right? Like, people will share about it because, you know, again, like, people are trying to make money, and that's okay, it's valid, but you have to think about who's going to receive this content, right? I am also like this. Like, if I am to work with a brand or promote a product, I'm always I'm only going to promote something that I really trust and mm-hmm. I believe in, whether it's like for myself or for like a good majority of people. But yeah, about that, I also want to say there's a lot of people creating content about how everything is bad for you. Mm-hmm. And I hate that too, mm-hmm. right? It's like these videos talking about like your air fryer is toxic and then the microwave is toxic and then your shower water. And like, I get it. Like, again, if you have the time and the energy and the money to invest in these things, like, that's great. But if you're like a single mom or you're, you know, like just in college and like trying to get by, like, I don't want you to worry about like having to buy the shower filter or replacing your air fryer with a blah, blah,
blah. And we've talked about this before where we have conversations, the two of us, is like the mm-hmm. worst place to live in is in fear. Mm-hmm. And like social media puts you, especially with like food and all of these things that we're talking about, it puts you in a place of fear of like, I'm afraid of what I eat. I'm afraid of what I use. I'm afraid of the water I drink. And it's like, no, like be at peace. Even if like you have to stay away from some information, it is better to live at peace and not knowing than knowing and in fear. So.
Right. And for me, I've realized in my body, I don't know if this has happened to you, but I've realized how differently I can tolerate food when I eat something and I can fully enjoy it and when I eat it with guilt or mm-hmm. with fear of like, oh my God, this is going to make me bloat or this is mm-hmm. going to be bad for me or whatever.
Like, it's like psychosis.
It
it's
is,
like,
people, psychosomatic, right? It's just like cheese, for example.
Yeah.
For me, I used to eat cheese and like, again, I also did like a lot of protocols to like heal my gut and like help it like repair and tolerate things a lot better. Mm-hmm. But like I was highly sensitive to so many things and like cheese and gluten. And when I would eat cheese, I would always be thinking of that, right? Because that was my experience and that's what people said online or whatever. And it's like, oh my God, like I'm already going to get a pimple for this. Like, I know. And I would joke about it next day. Guess what?
Like, yeah.
Pimple, like a third eye right here or something like this, right? And then years went by. I started incorporating like other like high quality animal products into my diet. And I ate a little like cheesecake or whatever it is, like whatever I ate that had the thing that I was so afraid of in the past.
Yeah.
And I was completely fine. Mm. Like completely fine. No reaction whatsoever. I actually felt good.
It's so interesting because I don't have enough knowledge to like talk about it where it's a point where like everything is mental. Like I can't say that for sure because I don't know it. Mm. I might like I think it is, but I don't know it. So I'm not going to talk about it. But a lot of things are mental. A lot of things are mental. And like the more grace that you have with yourself of like, it is okay to eat this. Right. Like obviously like allergies and stuff. Like I'm not, that's why I'm not talking about it. Cause I don't have the knowledge to, but a lot of things are very, very mental. So.
Right. And it's obviously not to discredit a food intolerance or a sensitivity.
No, that's exactly. That, I don't want to get into that cause I have no knowledge, but.
Right. No. And like I do. And like, obviously that is something that's mm-hmm. real. It's not all spiritual, right? It's not like, oh, like teach yourself to like release the fear and it's going to be fine. Like, no, like for some people, that's
like
not
if your
case.
Throat closes with nuts, don't right, eat nuts, like, don't, you know, like fucking dying after watching this episode. I don't know.
I don't want that. I don't want that on my conscience. But yeah, exactly. It's just like the thing, there's things and it really comes with a discernment, right? Like mm-hmm. that's why I encourage people to work on their relationship with food. And then you can be your own judge and like really reassess like from time to time, okay, I can eat this and feel very good mm-hmm. and I feel energized, so I'm going to continue eating it and that's mm-hmm. fine. Or if I don't and it's actually still giving me a reaction, okay, maybe this is not for me and that's okay. I can find so many alternatives for this particular food.
How do you work on learning how to give grace with yourself in terms of, you know, not even forgiving but accepting yourself of like, it is okay to eat this and nothing is going to happen to me? Because I know that you went on a trip and you started eating a lot of things that you didn't eat when I mm-hmm. met you and you felt so much better. And you would always like text me like, I'm so happy I ate this. I'm like, I'm so happy you did.
Right.
But how do you work on that relationship with yourself, like more personally of it is okay? Right. Like, how do you start giving grace to yourself?
I am going to bring back this question to the nervous system.
Okay.
And just going to say, I started regulating myself and giving myself.
How? Can you?
Sure. So yeah, it's just, basically, I started to realize I have to build a sense of safety within myself if I actually want to enjoy my life. Like, not even this food or this trip or whatever. It's just like, if I want to be a happy, healthy person, which is like my username, mm-hmm. it's like I need to make myself feel safe, because I'm the only one that's responsible for that safety feeling. And you know, in my personal life, like, safety is always
what I've seen.
Like, since I was this big, right? Yeah. And so EFT tapping helped me a lot. Have you heard about this technique?
I love to hear about it.
It's beautiful. So it's a technique of nervous system regulation, essentially, where you're like tapping on different points of your face and your body, and you're repeating affirmations, right? And the cool thing about it is that you can do it with affirmations to, let's say, work through a blockage or an emotion, or you can also just use it to pretty much reprogram your subconscious, right? And if I would feel very anxious, like before, I don't know, like a meal or a trip or something, I started like incorporating that, and that really helped. Meditation, breath work, going for a walk, like whatever helps. Like, I'm not saying EFT is a recipe for everybody, but at least with my clients, some people that struggle with binge eating, I've made like custom EFT tapping like situations for them. Mm. And it's helped them a lot. Like, in terms of, okay, I have this urge. It feels like the most overwhelming thing, like this want for mac and cheese or Oreos or whatever is stronger than anything in my life right now. So I'm going to try and work through it. I'm going to regulate myself through it. And then I'm free to make a choice still. Mm. This is not something that I do to say I'm not going to have it anymore because I regulated myself. It's no, I still have the freedom,
right?
But I can eat it in a regulated state.
Exactly.
Right? And if I manage to do that with everything in my life,
that's so important.
It's without limiting yourself. So whatever you can do to regulate your nervous system, whether it's literally putting like an ice pack on your neck to like stimulate your vagus nerve, whatever it is, all of these things help, and it's free. And that's why I recommend it. It's like accessible to everyone. I'm not going to say, oh, the thing that helped me the most was this supplement, right? Because it's like,
No.
It's really not. Like, it all starts in the mind, right? Not everything is mental, like you said, but so much of our human experience roots from our
mind and our body. Because I've been hearing about especially the nervous system a lot, and how it influences a lot of the decisions that you make in your life. Like, I had a conversation with, Tom Bilyeu, where he said that, like, one of the reasons why he was so miserable was because he didn't have his nervous system regulated. And it was because he was drinking Monster and coffee and stuff. But you don't realize how much that actually affects your life. Like, the worst decisions that I've made of, like, reaching out to people that I know are not good for me, or, like, staying in relationships, are because of urges that my nervous system makes me, you know, make. Of, like, I have anxiety, I have to text this person. I have anxiety, I have to call this person. I have anxiety, I have to eat this. And, like, most of the mistakes that we make that are not mistakes, are lessons, are because we don't have our nervous system regulated. So if you can, like, if you know that you have to regulate your nervous system, I definitely recommend finding a technique that's, like, gonna work. I can't do tapping. It hurts my skin. I don't know why it gives me so much anxiety. It hurts my skin. I'm, like, super sensitive to pain.
And that's fine. It's not for you.
Exactly. And I'm sure that there's a lot of methods to, like, maybe stop drinking coffee.
Right.
Or maybe stop drinking energetic drinks that, you know, go to sleep, have enough sleep, or, like, have a healthy, you know, diet that works for you, that allows you to regulate your nervous system. But definitely a lot of decisions come from our nervous system.
And it's looking at your habits and where they really stem from. Like, this one assessment that you can do is just, like, seeing what you do every day, or whenever you choose, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to open the blinds, whatever.
Maybe
not that tiny, but, like, any activity that you're going to do. After you do it, you're like, okay, did that make me feel, like, better or worse, right? Because so many of our behaviors are self-soothing.
Yeah.
Like, we don't... People rarely look at food as a source of nutrition these days. It's like, it's a source of comfort. It's a source of joy. It's like, it's so many things other than its main purpose.
Yeah.
Right?
And is it actually good for you?
Right. Or, like, how it's going to nourish you, and, like, the energy that it's going to give your body. Right. So you can eat something that's, like, really tasty, but if after you eat it, you do this assessment, you ask yourself, okay, do I feel energized or depleted? It gives you a better idea of, like, okay, how is this really going to work for you in the long term, right? And the idea is not for you to restrict it, but for you to have this awareness of, like, okay, I don't know, I had a conversation with you and I felt so good after. And then, I don't know, I went back to the toxic ex or whatever. I'm not saying I did, not me.
Married. She's married.
But whatever. Like, but I went back to a toxic ex and I felt like shit about myself, right? So, like, these, like, the dichotomy of that is only there for you to practice that discernment and say, okay, next time I'm going to choose this, I'm going to choose it, but I am radically honest with myself and I know why.
Your body literally speaks to you. And it's not just food. It's relationships too. It's like sometimes you hang out with a person and you feel even more tired than before you were with that person. And it's like you have to start paying attention to your body a lot. I want to talk about your passions because I know that you are obviously, you studied nutrition and everything, but that's not your main passion. And you said at the beginning, it's photography. And I love that because that's how we met.
Yes.
And I admire you and just people in general that are able to be like, I'm not happy, I have to leave. Because sometimes because of fear, it's like, I'm not happy, but this is safe and I'm staying here. Like you could have chosen to stay in a corporate job, even if you wanted to, you know, pursue your dreams because of safety, which is something that you've pursued your whole life. So for you to like be able to step out of your comfort zone and be like, I choose happiness is so brave. And I admire you so much for that. And especially now that I like, you know, dropped out of college and I shared that decision with you of like, obviously I'm scared and like things could go wrong, but I know that it's making, I'm happy now, you know? So how did you feel? How did you, let's start from the beginning and like, how did you start feeling like it wasn't for you? Like how, when do the spark start of like, I want to pursue another thing that is not corporate job. Like what were the fears of leaving and how was that journey for you?
For sure. I love talking about this because I feel like so many people are going to be able to relate.
Yeah.
And I studied and majored in hospitality. I prepared like my what seemed like my whole life at the time for this, right? And it's like, I remember telling myself and telling you the day we met, because I was just telling you the story. It's like, oh, who am I if I am not what I do? Or who am I if I'm not doing what I was supposed to, right?
Yeah.
Like, what I prepared for my whole life. And I just started asking myself these questions because I was feeling very not satisfied.
You know, it's like,
right. Like I knew it, like deep inside, I knew it that I was like going to work and my
Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more. And it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And for a very limited time, iMissedMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties, and I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language. Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Work ritual started with me getting excited to go to work, and then a few months later it started with me crying on the way to work, right? Or like just like holding in the tears and just like, okay, let me get through this day. And that's not the life that I wanted to live. And it's not to say, oh, you should quit something the moment that it gets hard. That's not what I promote at all. And there's a
Especially if it's something that you like.
Right. It's a beautiful thing to commit to something, but I just knew this wasn't the thing to commit to. And I knew that it was making me sick and tired, right? When people say I'm sick and tired of this, I was sick and I was literally tired. Like I was getting, you know, like colds and flus all the time, bloated with, I wish I had a picture to show you, but I blocked that era out of my
life. She was pregnant.
But I, like this, you know? And it's just like everything in me and everything around me was like screaming for me to like wake up, right? I wasn't present for myself, let alone others, like my parents. I was barely seeing them. I lived with them at the time. So I would go to work, work all day, like, I don't know, let's say 11 hours on a shift. I would go home and all I wanted to do was be by myself in bed, right? Yeah. So I wasn't seeing my friends. I wasn't connecting to my partner. I wasn't connecting to my family. I wasn't connecting to myself. And I was just like, this is not sustainable. And one thing that helped me, right, because you have the safety and you think it's very tempting, right, to have the stability of a job or to have, you know, a path ahead of you that's very clear. I started as a coordinator, then assistant manager, then manager, what's next, right? But I looked at the people ahead of me in these paths and I was like, they don't,
do I want to be like them?
They don't seem happy, and like that's not the lifestyle I want to live. Like if I want to travel the world and make friends through that path, like if I chain myself to an institution, is that going to give me that freedom? Not really. Or at least it's going to give me 2 weeks a year, but I don't want just 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So not everyone is supposed to quit their job. Like it's not for everyone. I also don't want to be part of the people who pressure everyone into thinking like, well, if you're in the 9-to-5, it's your fault or whatever.
No.
Like that's, being a content creator is not for everyone either, right? Like you just have to think about what really works for you. Like if it genuinely makes you happy, I know people that are genuinely happy in the industry that I used to work at.
And I admire them so much because like you go to a hotel and like those are the people that work, you know, with you, you know, like I admire that so much. Like people who genuinely like love 9-to-5s. It's like, I just could never see myself being that person, but I have so much admiration for people that do and like genuinely enjoy it. Yeah. I always say online that when it's time for like change in your life, like life will pressure you and make you feel so miserable to the point that you have no other option but to change.
Yeah.
What was that low point for you? Like, what was that day that you were like, I just can't do this anymore?
I'm not sure it was a certain day, but I think it was a realization of, I don't remember when was the last time that I did something for myself. And it happened to me on the opposite end. Like when I stopped taking birth control, I had taken it for a long time and I stopped, and 2 weeks after, you know, like it changes your hormones. It changes a lot about you. And
we'll
I encourage people to like do their own research on that. But I remember like 2 weeks after taking it and being in the car and realizing, oh my God, I feel like myself again. And I started like crying a happy tear, you know, and that was beautiful. But the flip side of that was being there, like having that lifestyle and just realizing, oh my God, I don't have the energy. I don't have the energy for anything. Like even when it's my day off, I'm scared of doing something that spends energy because I know it's going to take away from what I'm going to have to give in 2 days from now, right? Like when I go back to work. So I wasn't doing anything with my life and I was just so miserable. And like, obviously that was part of my experience as well. And I'm really grateful for it because it showed me just how much I'm capable of, but it also showed me I can leave this and I'm going to have to jump into something that's completely uncertain. And I'm not going to have a clear path ahead of me anymore, but that's fine. Like I'm going to have to like build it as I go. And I have been building it as I go. And again, it's not something that's stable or steady or defined. That's the nature of it, right? I've had moments where it's like, okay, I'm not making enough from this alone, so I'm going to have to do Uber Eats, or I'm going to have to go get a part-time job to make ends meet and feel comfortable and feel safe, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. safety is the most important thing for me in my yeah. life. But it's still so worth it, right? Like yeah. to do whatever you can to allow yourself the time and energy and space to do something that actually lights you up. Because I kid you not, like, obviously in wellness too, and when I get a message from someone that really changed their life with, I don't know, like reading my burnout ebook, or, you know, just working together, or after a photo shoot, right? Like reading those like testimonials in a sense is super like rewarding. But also, like, again, in wellness and in photography and whatever I do that I'm actually passionate about, it just feels different in your body, right? And it's just like, it's so worth any uncertainty. It's so worth any mishaps.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? In your path, because it's just the thing that I love doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember being at shoots, like, with my camera and, like, women and nature, and it's just...
She's so good, guys.
Thank you.
She's so good.
Thank you. And I want to do so much more of that, you know? But realizing that it's... Like, I only realized it was possible for me because I jumped into it without knowing if it was possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say, oh, I am a fully booked photographer and I'm publishing this and this, because I'm not yet.
Yet.
But it's like, I started photography 2023 in January, like
a year
fully, right? And then in December, I was flying to Spain for a photo shoot, right? So, and I'm not, you know, like,
right.
That's possible for me. That was possible for me. Like, I didn't even...
And for anyone who wants to, like, that's another question. Like, one of the main reasons why people stay in relationships, and I always say relationships and people think about, like, okay, romantic relationship, like toxic relationships, but everything in your life is a relationship. Like, your relationship with money, your relationship with your job, your relationship with, like, work, your friends, your family, like...
Food, your body, right?
Like, everything. Everything that. Is a relationship because you're connected. So... One of the main, like, reasons why people don't leave toxic relationships, period, is because of fear. How did you, obviously there was fear in you of, like, once I quit my corporate job, what the fuck am I going to do? But, like, how do you embrace that fear of, I don't know what I'm going to do, but it is okay to not know, like, with grace of, like, it is okay. It is okay to not know, but I'm still going to do it.
Well, uncertainty and I have... an intricate relationship. Like, it's always something that I've, like, been working with, and I'm not in a perfect place with it right now, but I'll tell you two things. One, I have to acknowledge I was in a position of privilege when I did that choice.
That,
like,
too.
I did know, like, okay, I have a husband that he's not going to let me, like, starve because I'm not getting clients. I have my parents that are always going to support me no matter what. If, I don't know, something were to happen and we cannot... live outside anymore, we can come back and it's all gonna be fine. And we did go back, right? And just like in getting the details right, I do have something to fall back on, and that's something that I'm really grateful for, because I do have to acknowledge how other people who don't have these privileges feel. Like, it's a deeper fear. Like, my fear was valid, but it's nothing compared to someone who still wants to take a choice, right? But I will say something that has always been a part of me is I'm not afraid to be the first one to jump into something. Like, I'm not afraid to be the first person to say hi. And, like, I texted you, like, you could have been, like, you weren't, obviously, but you could have been, like, rude or been, like, who is this? And, like, just, like, left me an open. But it's just, like, yeah, that's a possibility I'm, like, happy to deal with. Like, my friends joke around with me. It's, like, yeah, I'm sure you'd DM, like, Obama if it were the case, right? And, like, I really would. Like, if I had something, like, that I wanted to say, like, I would. So I just jumped in.
So you have no fear of rejection? Because that is something that I've had to, like, work on, because I've worked on that too, where it's like, now I'm not afraid to start a conversation, to, like, reach out to people. But there's definitely a time where I was, and I would have not. So I've definitely had to, like, work on my fear of rejection. And I talk about it a lot, where it's like, the worst thing that people can say is no. Like, the worst thing that can happen is for a door to close and then another one to open. But, like, how is that for you?
that's the thing. It's like, is rejection that bad? Like, the worst thing that someone can say is no. And that's a favor that they're doing to you, right? So it's just like, you just made me realize, but I really don't think that rejection has such a big place in my life.
In your life.
Or in my mind, at least. It's just like, it's part of what I do. Like,
how if do I'm you a think that someone can, sorry, I interrupt you, but how do you think someone can work on it? Because there's definitely a lot of people that listen to the podcast and like, that are very afraid of rejection or not finding better.
I feel like it's exposure therapy, at least for me, in my experience. It's just like, it's that cliche quote. I hate being the cliche person, but it's what it is. It's for a reason. It's just like, feel the fear and do it anyway. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, reach out to that person, do it anyway. Like, send the email, or like, if you have to quit the job, quit, but like, leave them a good time to find somebody else. Like, you can do things in a way that's not necessarily like cutting a cord, right? Like, if you want to try something else in your professional life, like, you can leave in good standing with this company, whether it be that company or something else, and you can say, okay, I'm going to try this out for a while, and if it doesn't work out, I can go back to where I was, or I can find something different altogether, like, that's not necessarily in the plan, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's that. It's just, like, actually giving it an honest try. Mm-hmm. Because something that I've realized in my life is just, like, resistance, struggling with resistance. Like, if you're not seeing results, people are very quick to complain, and I'll raise my hand and I'll say, I've been the person that's quick to complain, because it's like, I'm not getting enough results, or I'm not where I want it to be. But that has like a side to it where it's like, am I really doing like an honest try?
Right.
Am I really like giving it my very best? And if I'm not, then I reassess. Right. So I think it's that. It's just like giving it an honest try and like actually committing to the thing that you want. Like, sometimes I got a part-time job just recently, and I started working front desk at a spa just so I can like have my photography clients out of ease, and like they just like flow to me, or like they come from recommendations, or I just like pitch, but I just want to work with my dream clients. And if it's not going to be them, I can chill, I can do something else to give me like stability and whatever, and then I can come back to it, right?
I was going to ask, because one of the things that I admire the most about you is that you have like just so much self-forgiveness in you, because we've talked about like the relationships you've been through and like situations that you've been through, but like never, not once have I heard you speak from a place of anger, but it's more from a place of like love. But you're also really good at setting boundaries. How does that journey start?
That's a good question. That's a really good question, because I'm not sure it starts or ends, right? It's just that little spiral of life where I've circled back to similar situations to the ones I've been in before. And I've realized, okay, last time I was living in fear and very attached to like everything around me and just very much resistant to what is, and telling myself, okay, can I be a little bit more accepting of the situation this time? And I try that, and it works a little better. And so I circle back to it again in some other situation or some other person or city or job or whatever. And it's just like, can I try better this time? And it's just that.
Right.
And it's just that. I do feel like I'm very forgiving of myself, because I always do my best.
Yeah.
Even if it's not the best in somebody else's eyes, I know that I'm doing my very best. And that's enough for me. So I'm not operating from a, oh, I'm not doing enough anymore. When I was doing 75 hard, to tie back into that, I was, right? Because I was being a perfectionist to the point that it was isolating me from other people and my environment and so many things, right? But coming into that, acting from this is uncertain and it's okay, and I can just navigate this like day by day, and there's no timeline and there's no rush, that I feel like has really helped me, right? Like, what's the rush?
What is your biggest advice when it comes to self-forgiveness?
Not even for self-forgiveness, but just for life in general, just practicing radical honesty, right? I feel like I used to lie to myself a lot. And I know people do. Like, we're all human. Like, we want to convince ourselves in, like, delusion. Like, oh, this is, like, this is what I'm supposed to do, this is what I should do, or I'm not supposed to feel this way, or this is what it is, right? So just kind of deconstructing that a little bit and being really honest with yourself. Like, is this actually what I want for myself? Mm. Is this actually what I want for my life? Like, when I eat this food, do I actually feel good, right? Or like, am I doing all these things that I'm doing because they genuinely make me happy, or because it's what I think I'm supposed to be doing? Hmm. Or it's because what I see girls doing on TikTok, right? It's just like finding the root cause of what you do and why you do it. I think that's good for self-forgiveness. Yeah. That's what's helped me in my life, right? Just like seeing my motives and things and being honest about them, and then just like reassessing from there and going on. Like, it's mm-hmm. committing for yourself. It's coming to yourself and just showing up for yourself regardless of how you feel. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to have a checklist of things that you have to complete each day. That's me. I'm very self-forgiving now. Maybe I'm too self-forgiving mm-hmm. to the point that I sometimes don't do as much as the next person, mm-hmm. like theoretically or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think you have to have a checklist of like, work out and then do this and the for one day, and then if you didn't do it, it was a horrible day,
right?
For you, right? Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be that way, because if I was burnt out and super tired because I have a very heavy week and then I didn't work out, it's not a failure, it's actually a win, because I was able to like rest my body.
Yeah,
right? And yeah, just kind of detaching from what you think you should do and realizing that healthy and happy looks different on everybody, right? Mm. Like, if you see this person online doing, I don't know, eating a certain way, what I eat in a day, those videos, no. I'm sorry, but no, it's just no. That type of thing, like, you see that and then it's like, okay.
And then it's like a toast with strawberries on top,
right? Or like, yeah, or something super fake, and it's like a day in my healthy life, and like, I've seen those videos and I've responded to them, because it's like,
How do you even know that's actually like all of their days? It's like,
first, you don't even know. But exactly. Second, like, even if you were to eat, because a lot of people have like their like inspiration, or like there's someone that they look up to, whether it's like in an industry and fitness and wellness, whatever it is. Even if you were to do exactly by the book everything this other person does, you're not going to look like them. And you're not going to feel like them, because it's social media. You have no idea what that person feels like.
And that is for everything. Like, makeup trends, clothing trends, like, you know, like, my content like varies depending on like my personal brand and like whatever. Right now I'm like super, I went through like this rebranding in my head of like, what do I want my platforms to be in 2024, and it's my voice and my message. But I've definitely had those struggles of like, what do I want to post? Okay, I want to post clothing, hair videos, makeup videos, and it's like, the more that you start, you know, consuming it, the more that the algorithm starts putting it to you. And it's like, everybody is doing their makeup the same, and everybody has a different face, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so interesting how that happens with everything on social media. Like, everyone has the same diets, but every body is different, you know? If I were to follow diets that I see online, I would probably be in a hospital right now, because again, I'm anemic. Mm-hmm. There's a certain food that I have to eat a lot of red meat, a lot, and you're vegan. Right. So if I were to follow,
not vegan anymore.
No, okay, but you're not?
No. Girl.
Oh. Okay. No, but my point is, like, if I were to follow, let's say, someone that I don't know, and I'm like, it says not to, like, don't eat red meat, and it's like, I stop eating red meat, then I'm not gonna have any blood, you know?
It's
so
not good for you, right?
Exactly. So yeah, finding what it's best for you and what makes you happy in every single aspect of your life, and also acknowledging the fact that social media is fake. It really is fake. It's not real.
Yeah.
So, and this was something that we were talking about that in the episode that I just recorded. It's like, social media is not toxic, but the content that you choose to consume is.
Yeah. Something that this is part of like my life philosophy. It's like, everything can be the most sacred thing or the most corrupt thing in the world. Like, every single thing. And I see it, let's say, in photography, like a woman's body.
Yeah.
It can be the most like artistic, beautiful, like just soft and like perfect thing, like it's just pure art, or it can be like the thing that people demonize the most, and like the thing that people like hate to see, and like put a woman down for like showing her body. Like, everything has a contrast, right? But it's really how you use it
yeah,
that defines the meaning for you. And honestly, it doesn't matter how everyone else sees it, this particular thing, you have to see how it fits with you, mm-hmm. right? Like if social media, like I enjoy it because I make
a good use of it. I love social media.
Yeah, like you love it too because you're authentic within it, right? Like you show like yourself as you are, like you only promote the things that you believe in and people see that and that magnetizes more real people. So it's what's going to show you and it's just,
yeah,
you know, expanding itself. But not everyone is like this. So if there's one person that it actually gives them like anxiety, then why would you continue like feeding into that space, right? Mm. Like for me, it honestly, I'm not in a place where it makes me feel like less than enough or it makes me feel like insecure. Like if I see someone with like a fitter body than mine, it's like good for her. Like that's good. Like I encourage that. That's amazing. But like my goal is not to get a six pack. So like I'm not gonna post about it, I'm not gonna like try and get it because I don't think
I'm not gonna keep consuming it because it's not something that I want to keep seeing, maybe, like,
yeah, like for a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about photography because it's your passion and I love how happy you get when you talk about photography. But what is the most photography is art. And I am so passionate about it too because my sister is, she's not a photographer, but like everything, she takes really good pictures, really good pictures. People always ask me like, where do you get your pictures taken? Like everything is like my sister. She's like the best.
Lucky you.
She's like, I know, I love her. But what's the most, because you photograph women, you love photographing women in nature. What's the most beautiful thing that you've learned about your job?
There's so many. I've been really thinking of making a whole like series about like what I've learned photographing women. Because it's a mirror. Like I think everything is a mirror. You're a mirror of me. I'm a mirror of you. Like everything is a reflection of everything, right?
That's why I say I'm so happy that you say that. Sorry that I interrupt you. But if everyone is a mirror, if everything is a mirror, ask yourself if you like what you see in the mirror. Mm. Of like if someone were to tell me that I'm just like you because you're my friend, of like if someone were to tell me, oh my gosh, you're her friend, like you're just like Maka, how would I feel, you know? And if you wouldn't feel, if you wouldn't feel proud about being like me, then why do you have me around?
I love that. Yeah. Oh, that was groundbreaking. You gave me like chills saying that because I'd be so honored.
Yeah, like, oh my God, like, no, I wouldn't, if someone were to tell me like you're just like Maka and I would be like, oh my God, no, I don't want to be like her, then why do I even have you around, you know? So keep relationships in your life that inspire you to be like them. That's like my whole little point about like mirrors and stuff, but sorry.
No, no worries. And also with partners, right?
It's like, with everything. Imagine if someone were to tell you like, you're just like your husband and you were like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to be like.
Or better yet, your son is just like your husband.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Right? Like how would
you feel?
Or I don't know, your boyfriend, like that's the exact same type of boyfriend that your daughter's gonna have.
Yeah, you. I know.
Would you be happy or would you be like terrified? Yeah, right? That's a good. I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that. Yeah. Okay, so yes, everything is a mirror. So again, like there are many things, like we could do five episodes about this. But
yeah.
For one, in both photography and in nutrition coaching and in everything, my goal is to make someone feel comfortable as they are.
And you really do.
Thank you.
You really do.
Thank you. Mm. I love that. I'm happy that it like shows because I really feel it. And I won't like engage in it if it doesn't feel like
that. You really do. And like one of the main reasons why my sister takes all of my pictures is because I don't feel comfortable being photographed. Like as much as I love posting content and like taking pictures, I don't feel comfortable being photographed. I just don't feel comfortable. And not in a way, in a creepy way. I just don't feel comfortable. Like I can't be myself in front of a camera if the right person is not behind the camera. And I was at my lowest and you made me feel so comfortable. So you really do. Like, I just wanted to let you know that you really do. You really do.
Yeah. And like, I've also had the contrast, like even in my own personal experience, like I used to like, I don't know, I didn't used to model, right? Like not professionally, but I had like photographers take my picture in the past. And like, I also did have a very uncomfortable like situation.
We've talked about it too. Yeah.
And like, I honestly realized I had blocked like a lot of it before. Like
you sugarcoated it so much. Like, girl, you
and
were...
And then I went on the DMs, like, remember? Opened the DMs and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I was groomed, bro. Yeah,
this girl was groomed and she didn't know it.
Like, Jesus, you know? Looking into that, like, I just want to be a safe space, like, for everybody around me. So it's helped me be a safer space towards myself, right? Because I cannot possibly tell a woman with a real female body, like, oh, your stretch marks are beautiful, and then go home
hate
and
yours.
Mine, right? And so it's
been, would be fake, even if you said it.
And, like, it's honestly, like, seeing nothing but pure beauty and everyone else, like, regardless of whatever it is that they look like, has showed me how to, like, practice an unconditional love for myself. So that's why I love it so much. But it's also shown me how there's, like, beauty standards, right? And beauty is not what you should pursue.
Right.
Like, focusing on how you look rather than how you feel is the worst thing that you can do for yourself, because it doesn't change a thing. And I've seen women, like, I've been in environments, like, photographing, like, a lot of women at once and, like, just interacting with them. And I've seen these women that, like, literally look like Barbie, right? Like, it's like, oh, the beauty standard or whatever. And they're putting themselves down like I've never seen before, right? So it's just like, sometimes the pretty girl is the most insecure one and is the least happy one, right?
Yeah.
And so I've realized that, and it's been really eye-opening for me. It's just like, everyone is beautiful. Like, there's beauty in every single body and every single face, like, and every single soul as well. Like, regardless of, like, how, I don't know, toxic this person could be, it's like, everyone's doing the best they can, right? So I can appreciate that and, like, see it as art. And my intention is just to help reflect that.
How do you define beauty?
I think it's this thing, like, this magic thing that just permeates the entire universe. Because I'm not religious, but, like, for me,
yeah,
God is, like, nature. It's this, everything, like, around us, right? It's just, it's inherent. It's, like, an inherent thing of nature. And that's why a lot of times I'm talking about my work and I'm like, yes, I photograph woman and nature, even though they're the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we're the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's who we are. I don't think it's something that we have to, like, pursue and, like, inch towards. It's just, it's part of us, right? There's a beauty industry that paints a certain picture for all of us. And it tells us, like, oh, beauty is this, beauty is that. It's what you see on social media, or it's what you see and the movie stars or magazine covers, whatever it is. But it's really such a universal thing that if you can, like, break away from that conditioning and, like, start seeing beauty in yourself, like, you'll see it in everything else. Because, like, it goes hand in hand with unconditional love.
Right? Yeah.
We look different every day. We feel different every day. But we can't make our love depend on how pretty we feel or, like, how happy we feel, because we need to, like, care for ourselves and each other regardless, right? To the best of our ability. So, yeah. I don't know if that defined beauty, but that's...
I don't think it has a definition. It's more like feeling at peace with however you feel inside. And because of how much you feel inside, you literally forget about how you look externally. So I don't know if I would be even able to define it, but...
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here with me today. I am so grateful about you and our friendship, and, like, the type of people that I've been able to connect. Like, the more that I work on myself, the better the people that I connect with. And in that process of self-growth, I met you. So
thank you.
That
resonates so much. And for me too, like, I saw a post of yours, like, the other day, and also this morning, and on my For You page, it popped up, the video that you did when we met, like, of this day that we met.
Really?
Yeah. Like, crazy. And, like, seeing that, it's just like, oh my God, like, right now, like, I've always loved my friends, like, at the times that I've had them, but, like, I don't feel like there's any time in my life where I've really felt so aligned with everyone in my life right now.
Like, same.
It's mind-blowing, but it's really because we're acting in line with our passion.
If you're aligned with yourself, like, everything else aligns around you, because even if it's not aligned, then you acknowledge the fact that it's not aligned, then you let it go. So that's why, like, self-alignment is so important. But yeah, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so much for this conversation. We'll definitely have more. Where can people find you? Social media, where are you? What type of content do you do for people to follow you?
Great. So you can find me at Happy Healthy Maca. That's the same on all platforms. Maca is Maca.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my full name. My full name is Maria Carolina. full-on Hispanic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you can find me there. I'm honestly more active on TikTok, but my DMs are always open. I'm always happy to like make friends with everybody. So,
and if you guys are in South Florida, she's a photographer and are looking for a photographer, definitely hit her up. Thank you guys so much for watching today's episode. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, literally everywhere. If you're watching on YouTube, you can listen to this episode on all streaming platforms. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafiansures everywhere. And don't forget, I have a clothing brand at I Missed Me Project everywhere as well. Thank you guys again for watching. I will see you guys on our next episode. And don't forget, we're all strangers healing together. With love, Mafi.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.